Can you do a quick just like introduction and say I'm from, like, just like that?
My name is Chad Johnson. I am from Liberty City. Let me give you my coordinates. 44th Street and 11th Avenue.
What is it about Liberty City?
Something in the water. We produce some of the best skill position players to ever play the game. If you don't know about us, you hear about us.
The Super Bowl is about to kick off in Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. But the heart of football in this city exists about 10 miles south in a neighborhood called Liberty City. It's an area that most visiting fans won't see, but it churns out more NFL stars than just about anywhere in the country. Today, the story of the coaches, parks, and community behind this hotbed of talent, and the players who have given back. I'm Mina Kimes. It's Friday, January 31st. This is ESPN Daily, presented by Indeed. Gwen Cherry Park, which is in Liberty City, is where players like Colts wide receiver T.Y. Hilton and former Steeler Antonio Brown grew up playing peewee football. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell showed up here to unveil a new turf field, and several local officials spoke at a ceremony to commemorate the occasion.
In addition to building strong children, Mr. Goodell, we build champions here. The Gwen Cherry Park Bulls have won 6 Pop Warner Super Bowls, and I think that's the total number the Patriots have won, so we can't be doing too bad. And at the moment, as we speak, there are 15 NFL players who come from this park.
Those NFL players include Teddy Bridgewater, Amari Cooper, Dalvin Cook, Levante David, a remarkable list given that Liberty City is home to around 20,000 people. I spoke with one of the neighborhood's youth coaches, T.Y. Hilton's father, Tyrone.
My name is Tyrone Hilton. I coach, I don't know how many kids, but it's a lot of kids in Miami here at Gwen Cherry Park. I've been coaching since 1999, so I've been coaching them for a number of years, and I enjoy coaching these kids here.
Tell us, what is Liberty City like?
You got to be your own man. Like I tell T.Y., you got to be your own man. In every neighborhood, you have a bad and you got a good, but it's up to you to follow the good. You know, if you see wrong over there, you don't have to go way wrong. You go way right and do the right thing.
So what was it like when you were growing up here?
When I was growing up here, it wasn't as bad as it is now. You know, you got more games. You got more stuff, trouble that kids can get into. Back then and there, you know, you fight. You get back together as friends. Now you fight, the guys see you the next day, you know, they kill you. You know, that's the hardest part about, you know, growing up here.
So there's more violence now than when you were a kid?
Yeah, it's more violence.
Really?
Wave, it's more violence. You see a gunshot, shootouts, you know, you ducking, you know, everything. It's really tough. A lot of the stuff you see on TV is real.
Who are some of the NFL players who came from this neighborhood?
Wow, it's a whole lot. You got T.Y. Hilton, you got Antonio Brown, you got the Teddy Bridgewater, you got Devontae Freeman. We on the football field, Devontae Freeman's on that field. Devontae Freeman wasn't a running back. Always had Devontae Freeman at quarterback. So I in turn coached the offense. He walks up to me and said, "Coach, put me at running back." And I put him at running back. I actually really did. And I said, "Wow, look at this kid here." Before I knew it, he's playing running back on the next level. Hmm. They take him through the mill. They take him to the ground, you know, tear him down, build him up, yelling at him, screaming at him to make sure they get it right. That's why you see most of the colleges now come. They come down. They told me Nick Saban was over like 4 times last week. You know, they know where to come. This is the found. This is the ground right here that so many athletes come from. You know, whether it's on the peewee level, whether it's on the college level, whether it's on high school level, you know, they get good quality coaching.
I remember watching you coach peewee a few years ago. I think there were like four or five-year-old kids, but usually with 4 or 5-year-old kids, it's just run, yeah, yeah. You know, one kid, everyone chases. They were running plays.
Yeah. T.Y.'s a little boy. I think you saw him run a touchdown. I still remember it was on that side of the field. And it's just the football instincts down here. I mean, you see a little kid at 4 and 5 stopping on a dime and going the other way in the crowd. Ooh, you know, and it get better and better as he grow up, you know.
Gwen Cherry Park is now hosting the third generation of the Hilton family. On the night the new field opened, Tyrone's son, T.Y., brought his own sons and nephews to practice and carry on the family tradition.
Ready, go! I'm T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. Gwen Cherry Park just taught me everything I know. We had star players just sitting on the bench waiting for their turn. You know, the competition was always there. The competition was always high. So, you know, we was always 4 or 5 deep at every position. Always wanted to give back to this community, you know. Chad Johnson did it, you know, Brett Perriman did it. So for me to follow in their footsteps, you know, it's only right that I paid it for. This is where I work out at, you know, so I'm always here every year, every chance I get, you know, to work out. So, you know, I'm always here. Got my sons, you know, my close friends, you know, Rosho, Cato, Buki, Raj, and my tight end that used to play for us for the Colts, Ross Travis. Just out here having fun. My 7-year-old, he's in the second grade, and he's playing with 3rd and 4th graders. And my son, the 12-year-old Eugene, you know, they're dominant. They play 7th grade football and basketball. They haven't lost a game. Let them know the kids, you know, that I grew up with, you know. There's a lot of kids that's competitive. You know, got a competitive drive as you. So I want them to see that, you know, because, you know, in any they got a competitive drive, but they ain't got it like this. So, you know, it's pretty special. Oh, absolutely. You never want to forget where you come from. You know, that's one thing my mom and dad always preached to me, you know, never forget where you come from. So always come back, you know, give back to the kids, let them know, you know, I was in the same shoes. I was in the same seats that you're in. And if I can do it, trust me, you can do it. And just go get it.
Coming up, Chad Johnson and Teddy Bridgewater on what it takes to keep the Liberty City football culture going and how they give back. The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. From healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the first Liberty City products to make it to the NFL is also one of the most outspoken. Former Bengals wideout Chad Johnson.
What was game day like when you were a kid?
Fun. Trash talk. 5,000, 10,000 people coming to watch little 8-9-year-olds play.
It was 5,000.
Yeah, I might be exaggerating.
A lot.
Yes.
The whole neighborhood would come out, you're
saying. Neighborhoods in general. It was during a war zone or the drug wars back then, during the 80s and 90s, everything ceased. Everything ceased. That was like the peace treaty in a sense. Like there was no robbing, no killing when football was going on.
Were the rivalries between the kids' teams intense?
That's big. No, that's big.
Tell me about it.
No different than Steelers-Bengals. You know how the fans, you know how serious that is. And that is exactly how it was back then. Even as kids, even high school. It carried on in high school, Northwestern playing Jackson. Or now even today's, like, Northwestern and Central, the teams that are really good. It's big.
Would you say, like, you know how guys from different areas have different style or swag to them? What's the style of, like, you know, a guy from Liberty City?
How did I play the game of football? Loud, often viewed as obnoxious, arrogant, cocky.
Would you say kids in Liberty City kind of learned a certain...
Yes, that starts early. You would have to go to a game to understand. Like what I did on Sundays, they're doing right now at 8 years old. It's the same thing. I just chose not to stop once I made it.
Did you grow up with a lot of people who had the same dreams as you but didn't manage to fulfill them?
A lot, a lot. Some of them I still talk to today. There's only two ways out. It's the streets or it's sports. And most of the guys that took the street route are dead. A few that did are in jail that I still talk to this day. And most of the ones that got locked up when I was in high school are just getting out. They're just getting out of jail.
Why do you think so many guys like followed in your footsteps out of that neighborhood?
It's more so really not my footstep. It's just that sense of wanting out, you know? What was your out? Is it going to be academics or is it going to be sports? And you, as kids, you grow up and you have a dream. And that dream for most is to play in the NFL. And you stick to that dream, and just so happen when you get the opportunity, you know, they've made it. And so many haven't, but those that have made the most of their opportunities.
Well, Liberty City is most well known for its wide receivers. It's also produced a number of talented quarterbacks, including one who comes back every chance he gets.
I want to give a shout out to Liberty City. It's your boy, Teddy Bridgewater. I am offensive assistant at Miami Northwestern Senior High School, and I also play quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. Right now, we're just north of Liberty City, so the area that I grew up in, right in the central part of Miami, and you know, this is where all the high school games take place.
We sat down with Teddy Bridgewater outside Nathaniel Traz Powell Stadium, where he played high school football. With help from Nike, the stadium recently underwent a $2 million renovation.
Nathaniel Traz Powell Stadium is important to Miami because it is the home of high school football in South Florida. It's difficult to have your own stadium in South Florida, so 7 different schools share Traz Powell Stadium. When you talk about, you know, the different guys who come from South Florida who've gone on to have great NFL careers, they played in this stadium. I played my first high school football game here. I played my last high school football game here. I've won many games here. I lost some games here. Didn't lose many. But shed tears here, tears of joy, tears of defeat. Man, this stadium, it means a lot to me.
Traz Powell Stadium is located just 3 miles north of Gwen Cherry Park, where T.Y. Hilton and others got their start in football.
I grew up 2 minutes down the street from Gwen Cherry Park. I just didn't play for Gwen Cherry Park. For me, I was actually better in baseball than I was in football and basketball. And if you ask anybody from South Florida, they thought I would have went pro in baseball. T.Y. was good in baseball also, but I thought he was better in basketball. I was the baseball player. But yeah, man, you play so many different sports down here just to stay active and to stay out of trouble. You know, I grew up in an area where, you know, guys were selling drugs on this corner. There were prostitutes on this corner. There were abandoned houses and they were doing drugs in, and I felt like playing football and going to the parks, it was a safe zone. Because everyone knows that the parks are off limits. So, you know, playing sports, it gave me that sense of security, a place that, you know, I could be a child and not have to grow so fast.
Despite his commitments during the season, Bridgewater has maintained a constant presence in Liberty City.
I come back every chance I get, every chance I get. With the schedule that we had in New Orleans, I was able to come home on Sundays after games and, you know, just ride through the community and let them see me like, man, this guy was just playing football on Sunday and he's back here, you know, Monday visiting the high school and things like that. I just try to show everyone that, you know, I'm just like them still. I still get the same 24 hours you get and I still bleed just the way you do. So I try to let them know that, man, I'm still just the same guy, and that's the main reason I go back, because in those same neighborhoods, there's the next Teddy Bridgewater, there's the next Amari Cooper, there's the next Duke Johnson, you know, in these neighborhoods, and they need to see us in the flesh. And as long as they see that we're able to be touched and we're within arm's reach, you know, that makes a difference in my life, and it definitely makes a difference in their lives.
For Bridgewater, as with all of the players we spoke to who came out of Liberty City, there's one guiding principle. To see the neighborhood become more than just a place where a handful of kids make it to the NFL, but rather a place where opportunities are found beyond the football field.
I give back something that's more valuable than any dollar. It's time. You know, they need to see you. They need to spend time with you. Because, you know, a lot of people can just donate a dollar and go on about their business. But to truly invest your time into, you know, the community, I think that's the most valuable thing you can do. I want to see Liberty City continue to just save Liberty City. Too often times we're losing people, we're losing our babies, we're losing our kids, teenagers, you know, to senseless violence and things like that. So if we could just all come together, you know, whether it's athletes with the platform or, you know, people in office with different powers, and give these children resources to not make, you know, decisions that they're making and throwing away so much potential, throwing away their lives. If we can all come together and do that, that's the ultimate goal for me. That's what I want to see Liberty City do.
Coming up, players getting ready for their Super Bowl moment remember their favorite plays from past championships. Now you can win a $250,000 home renovation designed by the Scott Brothers and an ADT smart home security system. To enter, just head to ADT.com/pass the protection and tell us what you want to protect. A beautiful home is great, but a safer home is even better. Now is your opportunity to get both. The winner and the winner's home will be featured in an ADT video with the Scott Brothers. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends March 16th. Must be 18 or over and a homeowner as of February 1st, 2020. To learn more about the contest and read the official rules, go to ADT.com/pass the protection. Here are a few more stories I want you to know. Our final question for the Chiefs and Niners brought back one particularly painful memory for me.
What is the best play you've ever seen in a Super Bowl, or your favorite?
Oh, I was always a Patriots fan coming up, right? So Malcolm Butler, we went to the same junior college. Me and Malcolm Butler went to the same junior college, Highland Community College. I mean, I was a Patriots fan as well. So when he picked that ball off on third and goal from the 1 yard line against Tom Brady, like, that was the biggest play in my life. Like, I played ball with his nephew. So, like, that was definitely, like, the most exciting play I ever seen, like, I ever witnessed, I ever been a part of.
I'm a Seahawks fan. You're breaking my heart. You're bringing it back. You're triggering me.
Malcolm Butler from Mississippi, though. Like, I'm a Mississippi boy, so I definitely got to go with that play.
What is the best play in a Super Bowl you've ever seen?
Best play in the Super Bowl? Malcolm Butler interception.
He just said that. Travarius just said that, and I'm a Seahawks fan.
Malcolm Butler interception.
Kill me.
I'm a corner, so, like, that's definitely the best play.
Coolest play you've ever seen in a Super Bowl?
Coolest play. Man, there's so many. Probably the return Steelers had, James Harrison. That was pretty incredible. I was kind of rooting for the Cardinals, but at that point it was like, way to go. I mean, I know the big man needed oxygen after that, but that was absolutely incredible. So,
the best play I ever remember seeing in the Super Bowl, James Harrison against the Cardinals. I didn't think he was going to finish it. He finished it. He got it to the end zone.
The best play I've ever seen in the Super Bowl, I didn't see it live, but I'm going with Adam Vinatieri, game-winning kick for the Patriots.
I love that you chose a kick.
Yeah. Got to. I mean, that's what I love watching when it comes to football.
Favorite Super Bowl memory? I say Patriots versus Giants, the Tyree catch on the helmet. That was pretty amazing. Crazy catch.
Thanks to James Winchester, Devereaux Lawrence, Travarius Ward, Chris LeMans, Harrison Bucker, and Armani Watts for taking us on a trip down Super Bowl memory lane. Now let's hear some of the 49ers' favorite Super Bowl memories.
Favorite? Probably the helmet catch. I thought that game was over. So when that ball went up, it was one of those, it's in the air, you have time to, this game's over, and then time to, oh my goodness, they might win the game. And so it was just an interesting moment as a kid to watch it.
The Giants Patriots Super Bowl, the helmet catch was unbelievable.
Definitely opening kickoff, was it the Bears versus the Colts? Devin Hester took it to the house. That was lit. Oh, it was here. That was probably the best play I've ever seen, because it caught you off guard. You like, he just took it to the crib, opening kickoff. The greatest returner ever.
I got it. So the one that just popped recently to my head is the Philly special. Unbelievable play call. Great offensive mind, getting the job done.
What's the best play you've ever seen in a Super Bowl?
The best play in a Super Bowl? It probably have to be the Titans and the Rams. The reach out, but it was short. I think that I like that play.
What about it?
Just because I'm a Marshall Faulk fan, so I was happy to see him win a Super Bowl. And it just tells you how close but how far it could be at the same time.
Position-oriented, like the kickers are choosing a kick, the defensive guys are choosing James Harrison and Malcolm Butler. It kind of shakes out that way.
I guess, I don't know why it's like that, but I just guess, you know, it's your position.
Favorite Super Bowl memory? This one right here, me being in it, man. This is the memory itself.
Thanks again to Dante Pettis, Mike Person, Akella Witherspoon, Sheldon Day, Jarek McKinnon, and Marcel Harris. There's no question that both teams will remember the Super Bowl for the rest of their lives. I'm Ina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by Michael Baltierra, Troy Farkas, Alexander Hyacinth, Mike Johns, Steve Martin, Ryan Nantel, David Cerosi, Andy Tennant, Eve Tro, Chris Tuminello, and Aaron Vail. Special thanks this week to Stacey Pressman, The Clevelander, and Mike Ryan. I'll talk to you on Monday.